Oh, also, I wanted to bring to light, pun definitely intended, that I'm trying this new fandangled thing where I open the blinds of my windows, and it's so much brighter in my room now.
No
man,
way.
Man discovered the sun. Local news, man discovered the sun.
The neighbor, hi, neighbors!
Is that you how sun works?
Man, I had so a similar discovery some time ago. That if you always clean up your kitchen right after like you use stuff, it like stays cleaner for longer.
Yeah, it's less depressing too.
Yeah, my eyes hurt because the sun's like right there.
Yeah, the sun's really kind of a son of a bitch, you know. Anyway, how's it going, everybody? Welcome to the show. Thanks for listening with your little ears today to the show. Hopefully, you don't have your earbuds in too tight to your little ears. Don't want to blow out those little drums, those precious little eardrums of yours. We love your little eardrums.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is the show we're doing today. Role players, Ma'at, some 1920 monster hunting, monster of the week, Atma insurance, according to Adrian. Anyway, yeah, we're going to make a show today for you. We got Adrian there. We got Adam. We got Cass playing characters named Ecog, Blanco, and Jezebel, respectively. Is that right?
There's nothing respectable about Jezebel.
That's not what you said last night.
That's not what I said to your mother last night either. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Wowie. So yeah.
You cad.
How dare you?
Let's get going.
Good intro.
We're going to break him already. It's amazing.
Like Justin's not, I don't think he's ever been ready for this.
Music.
No, he's not ready for this.
So yeah, well, you guys played last time. You did some stuff, right? Very briefly, Adam, tell me what happened. 10-second Tom it.
10-second Tom. So we went to Blackwater. See, there's bad things happening there. See, and we ran on a boat to get there. See, and then we got off the train and we're like, oh man, I want to go do things. And then Ecog was all like, oh, I want to go to the bar. See, and he went and questioned some people in this little club. And they're like, oh, come back later. Whiskey Tom's going to be playing. And meanwhile, Jezebel was all like, oh, look at me. Look at my cams. And I was like, I'm going to interview that police chief. Yeah.
Ah, oh, exactly. Yes, there's a. They discovered. There was some extra dimensional energy in Mississippi. You went there to investigatize it from all the way from London, so it took you a month to get there. Old timey travel. So, you know, you're kind of picking up pieces of what happened. And there's a police chief who's suddenly was hired last month, got the job suddenly. Kind of seems like he's not worthy of the job, according to Blanco's little interview. And and then Ecog noticed there's some weird energies around this old speakeasy under a warehouse. And that's where you guys are. You both found those informations out, and you're both emerging back into the daylight where the sun exists of the streets of Mississippi town of Blackwater by the name of Commence.
Justin, was my explanation not good enough that you had to give a long version, sir?
No, you just left out some key details, like why you were, like exactly why you were there, and everything else. Also.
How about recap story?
Next all right, as long as you added to it because of negligence and not because you thought I did a bad job.
No, you did what you did what you were told to do, which is
okay. Good. All right, so who are we at? Because Ecog is at his own little thing, and then we are at the police station.
You guys can come out of wherever you're going. You can spot each other across the street. Maybe Ecog's walking down the street after he went into his little area. And
he's hard to miss. He's got weapons strapped all over his fucking body like a madman.
Have so many cogs.
Mammy, look at all that man's cogs.
Don't touch his cog, boy.
Why are you calling him cogs?
Did any of the police that Jezebel was entertaining toss her any coin, any money, any dollars?
Is there a roll for that? Do a coin roll, Jezebel.
Oh, a coin. Okay.
I guess what would that be? Cool, or charm?
A charm is probably more like it.
Right, charm.
Okay.
Just to see if she made any dollars or if they got distracted by something else. Yeah. That's a 12.
Wow. You got one guy slips you a tenner.
He slipped you a tenner and an alto and a bass.
He's like, here's a 10 spot, dame. Well, it's like this, even though we're in Mississippi.
So you made yourself $10. Good. Nice job. That'll pay for a couple of whiskey drinks.
He's like,
I can pay you about one ice cream on the Pike Place.
So
yeah, that's true.
So there, lady, you going to that there, I'm not supposed to know about it, but there's a place around the back of the one factory there where they get drinks. You going there tonight? Lady?
Are you talking to Jezebel?
Lady? Yeah, the lady gotta give you $10, Jezebel.
Oh, I was like writing notes. Sorry, again.
$10.
I made $10. It's exactly what I was.
Dear diary, today I made $10.
Dear diary, I'd like to know where to find me a nice little drink and a butt around here.
Don't say it too loud, though. You know, everybody, some of these people around here are—they call people squares back then. Some of these people are rubes. You know, they don't really like they're really uptight about that, all that, you know, prohibition stuff.
Oh, that's right. I forget about that as going around here.
Yeah.
I travel all over the world, you know, so I never know what laws are actually in place at all times because, you know, I go from all over the place.
Oh, well, yeah, go ahead. I mean, yeah, it's right around pretty much across the street, a little diagonal catty corner to here. There's a little basement place. You'll get them in, you get in there. It'll be nice.
Is there a password to get in?
I think it's pumpernickel this week.
Damn it, that's my least favorite kind of bread.
I'll look for you in your games there, all right? I got to get back to work, though.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. She walks over to Blanco. I got me a lead. Let's go.
Oh, well, good. I'm done here anyway. This place gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Absolutely.
Let's make like a tree and get the hell out of here. They said that in the 20s, right?
Let's make like a tree and shake.
We do.
Yeah. Let's make like a tree and hop on our giggle sticks or whatever you call them and run.
Oh, fuck will doodle do. Yeah, go ahead and go outside to that place.
So we walk outside, and Blanco will say to Jezebel, Louise here took some notes for me, something about a guy that this police chief didn't want us to talk to, which means we probably should go and talk to him, right? I mean, am I the only one that's thinking like that's crazy if a police chief says don't talk to that guy, I should go talk to him?
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely always the case.
What was the fella's name, Justin? Louise, what was the guy's name?
Simon Sampson.
She flips through her little notebook and she holds up a page that says Detective Malkovich.
Detective Malkovich, of course. How could I have forgotten such a interesting name? Of course. Are there phone books here?
let's do a quick Google research.
Hello, operator. Get me Google.
Phone books in 1920.
Yeah, like dial 4 for first, Jerry.
First telephone book had 50 listings and no numbers. Well, what the fuck is the point?
I have no clue.
In 1878.
If I remember correctly, they would hit the phone and be like, operator, connect me to this address.
Yeah, I mean, they might do that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe just the telephone book.
Yeah, yeah, why are we in thing to this? I called you called just Simon Sampson and you called the operator before. Anyways, just go back to that same guy's store.
What year are we in again? We're still during Prohibition times, right?
1925-ish, roughly.
It's like, so I was trying to think of when the first payphone was invented. I think it was like sometime in the 20s, I believe.
Jeez, we'll be good.
But anyway, I was going to say, I'd love to just run to a payphone, but...
In America.
But we'll see.
William Gray invented the first payphone.
1889, first payphone.
When were...
1889.
In 1920... Before the ubiquity of mobile phones, payphones were often found in public places. In the late 1920s, the cost of a payphone call in the United States was 2 cents.
Yeah.
That's the late 1920s. They're not prevalent, and especially not in old backwater Mississippi, so there ain't none of them. Got to go to some guy's shop and ask him for his phone again.
All right, I guess. I mean, I invented the zipper a few years earlier in the Phony Express, so, you know, things could have moved a little bit differently in this world.
Interaction. I got to talk to this guy.
The first public phone was actually installed in 1880.
I was born in the 80s.
You were. Me too.
Wow. Yeah, so maybe we should go and find a phone. Damn, we just walked away from a place that had a phone, but he said he would know if I'm calling Mr. Malkovich. Maybe I should go somewhere else. Well, why don't we go find Mr. Feces and see what he's up to, and then we'll kind of regroup and figure out what we're going to do.
Who's Mr. Feces?
You know, Mr. Feces, the big palooka with the things on his back.
Oh, the very nice, gentle guy who has the nice big muscles.
Yeah, whatever. I don't notice those kind of things, but whatever floats your boat. Whatever floats your Volkswagen. Those German cars, you see.
The inconspicuous little fella.
Yeah.
You know, the one that nobody looks at because he's huge and has weapons, and they're like, don't pay direct eye contact to him or he'll kill you.
Yeah, let's go look for him. Where did he say he was off to again? I can't remember.
I don't know. I can barely understand a word he says.
I think as I leave the bar, I just scream, Luis, where are you?
Luis is his best friend.
Oh, by the way, I made me a sawback all back there in that police station. It was amazing.
Wow, that's a. Well, I'm a little jealous, I'll be honest, because I haven't got paid for anything.
That's what you're really doing. Like I was talking to you, you're looking up what's the slang for a $10.
Yeah.
No, I actually have a whole list of 1920s slang for another project that I already had going.
Yeah, I had one up too, but I was like, you know what? I burned through most of the first episode. I gotta, I'm fine now. I'll try to remember a few.
somewhere nearby, you hear, do it again, Adrian. Low.
Luis, where are you? If you can hear me, make a sound.
Luis, where are you going? Hey, no, we're talking. Excuse me. Oh my God! I just can't. Once she gets moving, she's like,
she's doing a speed walk motion, her arms up and bent up by her sides, but she's going really slow. She's like,
God, it's sometimes she is like a Great Dane on a leash. Once she picks a direction to walk, you just have to walk with it because you can't stop her. She's like a wrecking ball. She's gonna break something. Come on, Louise, where are you going, girl? Show me.
And then you're dazzled by the brilliance of all of ECOG's shiny. Paraphernalia from the sunlight. All his shiny cogs. The cogs of the cog.
Where the hell have you been? Hey, no. Louise, I'm talking. Where have you been?
I've been investigating.
Well, that's very specific.
Yeah, it isn't, right? And I found out that there's some funny stuff going on in this bar. But to find out who does the funny stuff, we need to come back there later when it's late.
Like what time?
Like evening?
That's not a time. It's a time of day.
I don't have a clock.
They told you after dark, Adrian.
After dark.
I like what? 6 p.m.? Everybody goes to bed at 9.
I gotta be in bed by 8.
Let's just go back there when you can't see anymore outside. How does that sound?
Boy, I don't know how time works where you come from, but that's not how we talk about time.
German time works differently than your time.
Oh my God. Jezebel, what do you want to hang while we wait around for this whole thing? Should we go look for that Malkovich fella?
Yes, I say that's a good plan.
Hey, so just he cups his hand over his mouth with a whisper towards Jezebel. He's like, what do you plan on doing with that 10 spot there? What are you gonna do with that?
She shoves it into her like bra, her dress. She's like, don't you worry about that, honey. I got plans, don't you see?
Well, I mean, yes, I would like to see very much. I was just curious what you're gonna do with it.
Don't you worry your fancy little head about that.
I mean, well, all right. I mean, as long as you're sure, I just... Anyways, yes, let's go find Makovich.
So, what kind of things did you do while I was gone?
I showed off my gams. Take this one?
I knew it.
I showed off my gams for the coppers and put on my hoofers, you know, as I say, and...
And you made some money with that?
I did, baby, I did.
Ooh, that's nice.
And that wasn't the goal, but that was a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a nice little extra bonus.
It was. You know, I always like to make money from a distraction dance.
Yeah, and I love watching you make money.
To make money.
What'd you say back there, Big Palooka? What are you whispering for?
One of the great achievements in life is to make money, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Isn't that the goal for everyone?
Indeed.
Anyways, so what we learned was that the police chief got into power right along the time that the magical, mystical, whatever the hell started happening around here in the old backwoods, backwater, blackwater, Minnepippi. And he doesn't seem like he's fit for the job. See, that's something I didn't catch up on there, Jesse, was... You know, the guy just had his gun floating around. Like, I could have just grabbed it and wasted the fella. What?
I did say Minnepippi.
I did say Minnepippi. I tried saying it a couple times last time, but nobody heard me. that's just what Blanco thinks it's called. Because he thinks they're all lowly people and he doesn't care about them.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah, there's no redeeming qualities about my character right now. He may develop, I don't know. he's kind of an ass.
He's a lovable ass.
He's one of the lovable asses where you're like, I know he's a dickhead, but damn, I like him.
Yeah.
He's like when you preface that with your friend, you're like, once you get to know him, he's all right. You just have to kind of get past the first few weeks of abrasion that he causes to you.
He's like every Archer character.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. He's very much like every, you know, you're just like, they're all scum.
Yeah. They're all shitbags and they're all narcissists. And they're all out for themselves.
Yeah. Same thing with like Arrested Development and Community. They're all just bad people, but you like them anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. You still love them.
But yeah, see, so he came into town, and then, you know, got this whole promotion. He's got his gun sitting all about. He doesn't seem to really have any sort of motivation, and yet he's cracking down on crime. Something doesn't make sense. And he kept thinking the gods a lot. I think he said gods or a god a couple of times. And I don't know. Something about just thinking that God gave you all these, all this power just seems a little, like the whole antithesis of how it's supposed to work, you see. So, and he made it very clear not to talk to some guy named, Malkovich. And, yeah. Let's just go and figure out where the hell this... I'm sorry, what was that?
How about we do just that then? Talk to this Markovich guy.
Yeah, we got to figure out where he lives first. Got to figure out what he hangs. Not what he hangs. Where he hangs. What does he hang on his clothesline? I don't know.
Same strategy as I have done just now. Just scream his name and maybe he'll hear you.
Yeah, maybe. We'll, you know what? Hey, why don't you go ahead and give it a try there, you big fellow guy.
Well, how about we just go over to this phone over here and see if we can get a hold of the operator and see if we can get a hold of the name, maybe. Maybe we don't need to have the address.
Jezebel, are you telling me that you want to stop this man and his customs of shouting names out in the street?
I mean, it seems like a more under-the-table solution.
And I scream, Malkovich! Can you hear me?
You see, there's this guy who looks, he looks just like John Malkovich. He turns around and he's like, what?
Look at me. I have found him.
I can't believe that worked.
Huh. Wait a minute. Detective Malkovich?
Yeah, what's it to you?
Well, son of a gun. You don't have a gun on you, do you?
Yeah.
My mama used to say that my pappy was a pistol, which made me a son of a gun.
Yeah. They're eating their little lunch on a bench, and he taps his other guy next to him, who's also they're like dressed, you know, however you expect a 1920s detective's dress. They're probably wearing little suits, little fedoras. And he taps his other guy on the shoulder. He's like, let me see what his name is. Hank, come on.
Hank?
And Hank doesn't say anything. He's like, shut up, Hank.
Oh, Mr. Malkovich, do you have a place that maybe perhaps we could talk privately? I'm Blanco Marks from PNS. This is my girl, Jezzy.
And I'm E-Cog Efisi.
Yes, and that's E-Cog Efisi. He's the one that yelled your name earlier.
Yeah. Why don't we go and go over to this little donut shop over here, huh?
Yeah, why don't we do that? Hey, by the way, it's about the new police chief.
That's not cliche.
Very good. Let's go.
All right, let's do it. I follow closely behind him.
All right, they scuttle along, and you lead you into the ding, 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 to the donut shop, and the guy in the back behind the counter is like, hey, you pigs didn't get enough. Like, shut the hell up, Ricky. And he said, let's go sit at this table over here in the corner.
Ricky. Ricky, five Bavarian creams and whatever else these guys are having.
All righty. Hey, Malkovich, you guys want the huge? Yeah, yeah. All right, let's get them
like
going.
Some milk.
Oh, one glass of moo moo juice for the big boy.
I'll just take a Java, please.
Oh, one fizzy bean drink for the lady.
And I'll have a Java as well with extra cream.
Oh, one baby's cream for the... In the back of here. Okay.
Actually, I take it back. I want a hot cocoa with marshmallows.
Oh, make it a spicy chalk. Scratch the baby's cream.
No, do not scratch the baby's cream.
Oh, he wants the baby's cream and the spicy chalk.
Yeah, I want the cream. Don't scratch the baby's cream.
Oh, you said the code word.
Yes, I just activated like 12 sleeper agents.
All right, back to the meat of the matter. All right, so you're sitting at a thing. Malkovich has his back to the wall. He's so he can see the window, and he's like, "So, all right, what are you trying to ask me?"
Hey, so I mean, just cards on the table there, friend. The police chief told me not to mention your name or even talk to you at all. What's the deal with that, Louise? Write this down.
I don't know. In what context were you speaking with him?
About everything. How he got the job. About how he's cleaning up the city. What's going on with his whole, like, thanking the God for giving him all this power? He clearly doesn't know what the hell he's doing. You know something. You're a detective. What's going on here?
Well, he was my partner. And kind of made my life miserable on account of he sucked. And, yeah, I don't know how he got the job.
So what?
That seems a little off kilter.
I agree. What made him so? Who gave him the job? Like, did somebody approach him? Did he go and apply? How did he transition from detective to the chief?
Don't really know.
Did he bribe someone?
Nepotism at its finest, darling.
Nepotism.
Yeah, I don't really, you know, I was not really in the back rooms when they were talking, you know. I just know one day he was my partner, leaving his gun on every donut shop counter he could find. And next day he was the police chief and taking all the credit for all the good work, really driving everybody hard.
Who's in charge? Who's in charge of making that decision to elect him as police chief?
Out of character, I don't ask me too much about police infrastructure. The mayor. I don't know.
I mean, Blanco's asking because he needs to follow a trail somewhere. Like, if because this detective has.
Let's do a quick who.
Well, if it's not relevant to the story, then it doesn't matter. You can just say.
Not really? The mayor, the superintendent. I don't really know, man. I just busted.
Did he talk about getting a job as police chief before he got the job as police chief?
He always said he wished he could, get ahead, but he is not good enough to. I don't know how they made him detective.
Does this guy seem like he's withholding anything? Or does he seem like genuinely like he doesn't know anything?
Maybe you could do a roll. He's telling me he doesn't know.
Have you noticed him doing any strange switch rolls?
You see, like, Blanco, like, puts his fucking head in his hands for a second. He's like, oh, my God.
No, he still forgets his gun everywhere, so that's pretty much the only ritual he has.
All right, that
seems pretty evil.
If evil's a synonym for stupid, yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't that right, Hank? Hank nods.
Okay. Jesse, will you take this one for a second? I just need a second.
So, let me get this straight here. You're not really sure who's behind it all, but the one guy sucked. So, is there anything that you can even tell us about all the strange happenings around this town? Because you seem to be holding back some things. And let me see if there's anything I can do for you to let you loosen up your tongue, maybe.
Yeah, maybe a little something to make you a little bit more memory guy.
I would like go up to Chesapeake and whisper in her ear, "You do have some money you have in your bra."
Shh, don't tell anybody about that. See, we were gonna use
that's
that later.
I'm whispering.
I called dibs.
What sort of weird happenings are you talking about?
Oh, nothing. We just thought it was rather odd that the police chief was able to clean up the town so quickly, in a month. I mean, it seems like a miraculous job. I mean, he seems like a one-man crew, so how's he doing it?
He looks at Hank, and Hank's like,
oh,
Hank. It's all right, Hank. Yeah, he's a one-man, he's riding on the coattails of everybody else. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's just making everybody work long hours and really, penalizing everybody if they don't get their man, their caller, He's really, he's good at being an asshole. Isn't that right, Hank? Hank nods.
So he likes to come off the track, you say?
That's some sort of big city way of saying he's old jerky boy, yeah.
Where does he live?
Sorry,
go ahead, feces.
Hey, Hank, do you want to do some arm wrestling?
Hank shakes his head.
I'll double arm wrestle you.
He double shakes his head.
Damn.
Oh, I thought his name was Hank Nods. All right, listen. Do you know where the police chief lives? Does he live in town?
Everyone lives in town, more or less, but, or else.
I mean, does he live in the heart of the town? Does he live on the outskirts of town? Does he got a farm somewhere?
You all seem like nice folks, but I don't know if I should be giving you, and he's an asshole, but I don't think I should be giving some people I don't know somebody's address.
Well, look, here's the scoop, all right? I already went and interviewed him at his place of business. I work for a newspaper. I'm trying to do an article about everything that's going on around here and really get some more news out, Also came from across the sea, across the Great Pond over there, and whatever country that was. So we're trying to spread the word, right? About these things so that people can learn from the Americas and do things better, right? But I just want to kind of get a better idea, what's going on? How did he get this way? How did he advance in his position so quickly? What kind of life does he lead? What kind of home is he in? I'm just trying to make the piece look good, all right? God, just don't get in the way of me doing my job, and I won't get in the way of you doing yours, okay?
Do manipulate someone, and now you see that at a minus one.
Well, shit. Well, it's a 13 minus 1, which is still a 12, so suck it.
Yeah, real hard case there. What was your name?
Blanco. Blanco Marx.
Oh, you're a real hard case, Marx. Fine. Don't do anything stupid. I don't want to have to come out there. He lives at 157 Meadow Hill Road. He's just on a little outskirts of town. He has a little old, his old family farmhouse out there.
Oh, fantastic. Well, hey, look at that. That was nice. Are you sure you don't want to arm wrestle my big palooka friend here?
No, Hank's shy about his hands.
Why?
You notice the whole time he's been sitting with his hands underneath, like on his lap under the table.
It's a mystery we need to solve. What happened to your hands, Hank?
What if you guys just kiss or something?
All right, okay. Listen, just if you go out there, don't do anything stupid. And I'm sure that the man is dumb enough to have. Well, I mean, no one really breaks in anywhere around here. He's going to have a window open. Probably has his door still hanging wide open, I'm sure. Probably what's one of his shoes there he didn't put on this morning. Just don't.
Sounds like a real klutz.
Don't take anything. Don't do anything stupid. I never saw you today. You did what he told you. You never talked to me. We never met. Hank here is going to keep his mouth shut, ain't you, Hank? And Hank nods.
And now, why exactly? Just one final question before I go. Why exactly would he tell me not to talk to you?
Probably because I know him best. I know you denied that, and whenever he got the job, I kind of wasn't the smoothest about handling it. You know, I spoke my piece, and you know, said I didn't know where he got who got the idea to give him that job. You know, but
aren't you a fight between you guys?
Yeah, did you guys have a brawl, a fight, an argument, a spat?
He didn't like what I said, and I didn't like what he said, so, you know. Yeah.
So, I guess, see, that's one little itch that I still need to scratch before I vomitous here. So, not vomitous, that's not how I say it, vomitous, that's it. So, look, here's the deal, Jessica Biel. What I want to know is, you're a detective, right? How have you not figured out how he got into power already? Like, isn't that like your whole thing?
No, my job is not to look to investigate my own department. As much as I would be interested to find out that's not something I need. I need my pension. Got kids at home. Don't need to be shaking no trees, if you know what I'm saying.
Just seems a little bit odd to me. I mean, I guess. I mean, I thought you'd at least be a little bit curious and have a little bit more. I got to be honest. I'm a little disappointed with how little, you know, you've disclosed. Although I'm appreciative of the address, but I just thought perhaps you would know a little bit more, being a detective. Is there anything else that you could throw my way? I'm really trying to get to the bottom of this and really make sure the story is legit. I don't want to have any backlash on the paper. I want to make sure that I'm spitting the news the way that it was meant to be seen and read and heard. You know, as truthful as possible.
Wow.
I mean, I don't really know how Blanco like writes his newspapers, but I'm sure you'll be mentioned in a much nicer way if you like help us more right here.
Oh, no, you don't need to mention me at all. Listen, he was acting a little strange back before he got taken in. He was, you know, being a little shifty with his behaviors. Started going, I don't know where he was going. He started going out somewhere else in some other place out in the woods outside of town, some other back road somewhere. I don't know. He used to go down. I don't know. I don't really know. I didn't think much of it. I just always thought I was glad to not have to see him as much as I did. So, you know, he didn't really think of anything of it. But that's all I really got for you guys. Sorry.
All right. Hey, you know what? We appreciate your time. You know what? Keep three of the donuts. There you go.
Thanks, Ace.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome. All right. Jesse, feces, let's get out of here. Let's scram.
Let's feces.
Oh, fine. Hey, do you have a butt for me?
You need to quit your habits there, Jezebel.
I only have one bot and that is mine.
Yeah, you already said that the first time she asked. We know. Nobody's allowed to have your butt. Got it. God. Let's just make like a tree and roller skate out of here. Come on.
Something since we've talked.
Fine, I'm coming.
So is there like a I'm guessing there's probably like a taxi system or a transit system aside from a train, like to get I don't know how big this town is. Like would it be reasonable to walk out the way that he said that the chief lives, or should we get like a car?
You could probably walk it, and there's probably not many rental cars in this small town. There maybe is like one little taxi guy who's like sitting at a corner.
Is there like a rickshaw even?
You know, there's a little guy who is like a there's an old stable from the older times of this town, and there's a it says you know, ride rentals and shit like that outside.
And they're just horses.
He's got a little jalopy sitting out there, a little like he's a little rickshaw kind of thing.
How about you get the rickshaw and I bring you guys there?
Perfect. Do we get a discount if we let somebody else pull the rickshaw?
Hell no, I let you. He spits. I let you steal my rickshaw. This is not a rickshaw. It's a horse attached to it. Not a man. This ain't a man puller. This is a horse puller.
Oh, make it a man puller.
Nah, you gotta rent. You rent the wheels, the horse, and me.
He puts his
fingertips down his front of his over his little pants.
I give you money for the rickshaw, but nothing else.
Why don't you try and manipulate somebody?
I manipulate you so hard, my good sir.
Give me the cog.
You're like, damn, I just got manipulated so hard.
Well, listen here, it's usually going to be about $2 an hour. Well, you add an extra $2 on to that, I'll let you take that thing. You just better bring it on back now.
Okay.
Before the sun go down, I gotta get out of here. I gotta go to bed and not go anywhere else. You know what I'm saying? Wink, wink.
Right. The password is bumper nickel.
Exactly.
Oh god, I was worried they might think it.
Do we get it for free now?
For free? No, sir. You gotta pay me extra if you want this dang thing to yourself. $4 an hour is my final offer.
And I'll just take. Meanwhile, Blanco's like halfway down the street. He's like, I'm not doing this shit. I'm just going to walk. Fuck it. I'm over it. This is stupid. I'm just going to go and get that.
She rolls her eyes and like pulls like the money she got out at the police station, reluctantly hands the guy $4. She's like, hey, I'm not walking in these shoes. Not with these gams.
All right. Thank you there, and if you want to get back here, if you're over an hour there, you got to give me more money, obviously, but for now, that's good. Be back in an hour, I suppose, and you won't owe me no more. See you later. I'm going to go smoke one in the back.
She's going to throw it up a cliff when she...
Oh, yeah.
By the way, this is the only thing that keeps my boy fed, by the way, so please be careful with that damn thing.
Gonna be like some Thelma and Louise shit. We're just gonna drive the rickshaw up a fucking cliff.
My boy's an iron lung, you see. He can't be leaving that lung, and I gotta spoon feed him some soup every day.
Oh, that sounds terrible. I feel so bad for I can't do it. Let's just go.
Okay.
The left wheel's a little wobbly, be careful.
Do you have a butt for me, sir?
Oh my god!
Thank you, sir.
Oh my god, you better make that one last. I'm tired of hearing about it.
This scene is going on far long enough. Goodbye now. Leave me alone. Carry that little sucker away.
Okay, are you ready, Chisabel?
Hold on, let me get up there first. Will you help me up there? Are you strong? Galope of a man.
Sure, I can do that, but that costs you $2. I'm in business now.
Forget you, sir. She climbs up anyway.
I hope someday a girl with a metal arm punches you right in the bush.
And then just want to run past Blanco.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. Taxi.
No,
she does like a sarcastic wave.
I want to like stop, take Louise, put her in the rickshaw as well, and then start running.
Louise, we are gonna have a talk when you get back here. God, you are so lucky that I like you, Louise. I would never say that to her face.
Tutu.
Yeah, I'm gonna hail a taxi. I'm gonna take a kid's bike.
Hey, Mister Man, you watch out! I'm gonna fight you, old man.
Okay, bye, kid. Ding, 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 ding.
And then you guys get to the palace. And it's an old house. And
how old?
Is it
old for its time or old for our time?
It was probably made in the late 1800s.
Not too
and
old.
It's got peeling paint and rickety shutters on it there and some weeds.
Oh man, rickety shutters would be a good blues guy name. You're playing up next after Whiskey Tom is rickety shutters.
Rickety old shutters.
Bam, 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 bam. So just an old rickety looking dump.
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
Is the door open? Is there a shoe somewhere?
Do you find two shoes?
There's not left hanging open. We can go try and see if it's unlocked.
All right, this is your time to shine, Mr. Feces.
Kyle.
I'll go and punch the door.
No, you don't gotta. Oh, yeah, my God. Jeez, Louise. No, not you, Louise.
I roll an 8.
Dog rolls an 8. I should have had you roll kick. Well, we're going to pretend you roll kick some ass on the door so I can actually see what your outcome is for an 8, which is on a 7 plus. You and whatever you're fighting inflict harm on each other. Oh, no! you take one damage to your wrist as you punch the door in.
I feel nothing.
No. Ignore his armor.
You have wrist armor?
I don't, but that's just like Ecock just saying, I feel nothing.
He's like, that was fine. He turns away from you guys, holds his wrist like,
Yeah.
Don't let him see you cry, old boy.
You're crying.
But I'm not.
That's just the door. That's just the door crying as it flies open. It goes, you hear, ee! And the door stops moving and you still hear, he goes like, what? No, that wasn't me.
The door is wide open now.
I have opened the door.
Hey, good job. I knew you could do it. God, I just sometimes you just see somebody and you think, wow, they're so talented at punching doors. what do you see in there, big guy?
I'm seeing like a chair and some newspaper, free shoes. And
did you say three shoes or free shoes?
No, like the number of free, like free shoes.
Okay, there's three shoes. Oh, good.
Don't know what to do with the other shoe.
So the man only owns two pairs of shoes.
Smells like cat piss in there.
Yeah. Smells like cat piss?
Yeah.
I think can also see like a tiny hat.
Oh.
Wow. Oh. You don't need it.
Your head's too big.
Yeah, your head is too large for that tiny little hat.
I know.
All right, I will follow and take a look around. Jesse, you want to go around the back door and see if there's anything going on, or maybe get around the yard area, or maybe see anything you can find on the outside of the building while I check the front?
But no touching my back door.
I've heard about you and butts, lady.
Yeah, maybe you can find some old discarded butts you can scoop up while you're there.
that's disgusting, sir. And then she goes, that's not a bad idea. I will go around back.
Well, alrighty. Just as long as we're covering more ground. If anything happens, just yell out Pumpernickel.
Yes, teamwork is always great, and I will try to remember that.
Yes, fine, Louise. I don't care. You can go with her.
Come on, Louise. We'll get rid of these men over here.
God, she's just so clingy, that Louise.
Okay. Well, they're looking around. I want to, see and feel if there's, any magic in this place.
I want to see and feel. All right, do your little thingamadoo you did before.
Oh, he's going to see and feel.
A magic. That's a 14.
The old ECOG see and feel.
Shit. Yeah.
Okay.
ECOG to place hard.
He's going to ECOG to place with his cogs. You know what? You feel like a slight little trace of some of the stuff you felt before, but it's not like super strong. And you feel like this is not like an epicenter of any sort of stuff. You feel like there's been some of the bad juju vibes around here, but not like any sort of source or anything, just like some residual little bits of energy.
Okay. What does it look like when ECOG is doing that, by the way?
I either go to the wall or to the ground and then touch the surface. And then I go off the surface and lick my finger.
Tastes like bad vibes.
I'm tasting bad vibes in here.
Gross.
What did I tell you about going around and licking things?
It's my own thing. Wait until I'm there so I can do it with you.
Yeah.
So I think that Blanco, being an observer of people, would probably find that pretty interesting that he's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of shout over across the room, "Hey, what are you doing? What are you?"
I'm tasting what's going on there? Vibes in this room, and there's some bad energy in this place.
What does that mean? What are you, some sort of tarot card reader?
I mean,
are you a gypsy?
Don't read tarot cards. That's beneath me. But there has been
excuse the hell out of me.
Anything here, and I don't think that the guy living here is very magical, but he had some contact with a magical presence.
Wait a minute, are you telling me that you're a goddamn magic bloodhound? Is that what you're doing right now?
I mean, that's a more accurate description than tarot card reader, yeah.
Well, why didn't you lead with that when I met you?
I mean, you didn't ask.
Well, that's one for you. You're right. I didn't ask. I didn't ask you specifically, hey, friend, are you able to sniff out magic? You're right. Yeah. That was my dumbass for not saying or asking that very specific, very important question.
Maybe you'll do that in the future when you meet other people.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, I'm just going to ask those kind of questions. Hey, can you sniff out magic? Are you the girl that sucks blood? Maybe that's how I'll find all the vampires around here as well.
Just for the record, I don't suck blood.
Well, hey, good to know. I'm so glad that I asked. All right. Well, hey, that's a good thing to know. Because then if you sent some here, maybe we could kind of track it out to the woods where that fellow was talking about. That he said that... Mr. Flenderson or Henderson, whatever his name was, Louise, shit, she's not here, whatever his name was, said he was crawling around in the woods somewhere. So, maybe we can use that little magical sense of yours and maybe get ourselves a little clue, huh?
Also, the bar I mentioned earlier, I also felt like that bad energy you were there.
Really?
Yeah, so that's why I wanted to go back there later.
Boy, we are going to have quite the party there. I just want to make sure we're going in prepared before we step into the belly of the beast.
So, what's your thing? Do you also feel magic?
Yeah, something like that. I talk a lot and I ask a lot of questions and I have Louise write it down. And
I mean, Louise seems pretty magical to me.
I mean, let's just go with that. Yeah, she's a very magical lady and that's why I keep her around because she's great and I like her. I like her so much, except I don't, but I do. It's one of those love-hate things where I love to hate her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think she's pretty cool as well.
Yeah, well, your opinion doesn't matter to me. So why don't we just go and figure out... Maybe we should go see what Jezebel's doing. Why, boy, look at that. He wasn't kidding. There's a third shoe right here. Where's the other one?
Yeah, meanwhile, Louise and Jezebel are up on the back porch.
All right, Louise, let's see if we can pickpocket our way in here. and she like will pull one of like the bobby pins out of her hair and try to pick lock the lock.
Okay, do a, some kind of roll, I guess.
Are you breaking in the back door when we've already walked in the front door?
Yep. Do a cool roll. She wants to be a secret agent.
I like it.
Yeah, roll cool, I think. Oh.
Louise is like fucking drawing a picture of what she's doing.
And then she like rolls her eyes and then turns the fucking knob and she looks at me with like a knowing look, like it was unlocked the whole time, dummy.
Yeah, I figured, you know, you can investigate the back door while we investigate the front door.
Yeah, you're in now.
You're in.
She looks around. Starts like pickpocketing stuff. Seeing what things she can put in her pocket.
She's pickpocketing, as in she's practicing pickpocketing on pants that have no feet in them. No legs.
Yeah, she's looking through like a closet or something, like looking through pockets.
I guess.
Looking for money.
I guess investigate a mystery.
Cool.
Are you the lady that pickpockets?
Yes, are you? Yep. Are you the lady that takes shit?
I am the crooked.
11.
Holy Ooh, shit, nice. 11.
Do you want to ask what's being concealed here?
What is being concealed here?
You find like some jackets hanging in a closet, and you start picking through them. You find like a couple bucks, and you find a silver cross pendant necklace in one of the pockets, and another one you find a little wooden cross, and that's what you find.
Wonderful. Maybe I can get a little coin from this.
You'll be our sugar money all over again.
And you have one more. You have one more question as well, since you rolled so good.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Oh, I just lost my questions.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there it is. Okay. I just had it, and then it disappeared.
I know that feeling.
What happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can I do? What can hurt it? Where did I go? What was it doing?
This is why I'm always doing banter in the background.
Can I hold on to this one? Because I don't think I...
Fucking A right, you can.
But don't forget about it.
Because I don't... see any questions that I really need right now.
Yeah, you got your $2. You almost broke even on your investment on the rickshaw cart.
Yes.
And you found those little crosses too as well there.
I like that Adrian had an immediate concern this whole time where she's like, can I hold on to it? And Adrian's be like, don't forget about it.
You need that. Like, I forget you have it.
You say, yeah, please don't forget about it.
What else you want to do there in the back? You're in like a back kitchen area with like a little closet with like some coats and shit hanging. That's where you were looking.
All right, Louise, let's go see if we can find anything untoward in here.
Oh, Louise just followed you.
I like that word, untoward.
It's one of my favorite words.
Yeah, you don't head toward things. You head untoward them.
Yeah.
To get away from them.
Yeah, exactly.
In the background, somewhere in the front of the house, you hear, why would I ask you that?
Yeah, why would I ask such a stupid thing? Heaven be if I don't ask the right question.
That's very untoward of you.
So where are you going?
So as she goes through the back room... she's going to look around for anything, and then I'm going to use my other question of what is being concealed here in the other room.
First thing you notice, since you already saw a couple in that jacket, you notice there's a whole shitload of little Jesuses on crosses all over the walls, and little normal ones with crosses without little Jesus on them, too. A little less creepy. I think Jesus on the cross is kind of creepy, y'all. Just saying.
Same.
You have a cross I can borrow, particularly one without the little man on it.
I'm depressed a little bit. You see all those on the wall. And then you, you're sort of nosing around, rifling through drawers, I imagine, and you find a little scrap of paper. It's kind of crumpled up in the back corner of a thing, and it says 51 Sandlot Drive, and it says Olivia on it.
I wonder who this Olivia is.
And also, just that way you know for sure, like, it's pertaining to this. It's dated a month back.
Okay. She's going to put it in a clutch purse. Go looking around for the boys.
And you find them out in the rumpus room. Licking their fingers. And
hey, boys.
No, I'm serious. Hey, I would boys, definitely... Excuse me, we're in the middle of a very important conversation. Of course I would ask a vampire if they sucked blood. Why would I not do that? That's
I mean, I totally agree with you and I.
You would just go up and ask him to? Well, see, then why did you... I thought that you were making fun of me. I mean, I'm a reporter. I'd be like, hey, do you suck blood? Is that true about vampires? You know, if I'm going to get a scoop, I'm going to get a scoop.
Yeah.
Well.
What is all of this hullabaloo about vampires? What are you talking about over here?
Oh, it's a long story. Anyways, we found three shoes and some magic. What'd you get?
She debates. She, like, thinks about it for a second, and she kind of pulls out what she found with the name Olivia. She hands it to him. She's like, here, I found this.
Olivia. What a name. What is good? Yeah. She sounds hot. Let's go talk to her. Where is she?
I agree. It says the address on there right there.
Oh, yes. My thumb was over top of it. Of course. The address.
You know what? I can bring you there.
And a date. She has a hot date a month ago. This story. Just keep. Wait a minute. Ding, 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 ding. That's his brain working. Wait a minute. Gadzooks. That's when all the magical stuff happened.
Whoa.
Hey, Blanco.
Yeah.
Do you maybe have the ability to time travel?
I mean, if I've done it, I've never been aware of it.
Okay.
Why?
Didn't we just talk about you should, like, make clear what the other person is capable of and whatnot?
Hey, why don't you ask Jezebel her powers?
Hey, Jezebel, can you time travel?
Oh, no, I have no abilities at all.
Okay.
I have no skills.
I've got the gift of gab, you see? The gift of youth. That's all about all... that's about all I've got.
Okay.
I'm nothing special.
And just so you don't know, I don't suck blood.
That's good to know.
Yeah, so like what... So you can... So he's pretty much a bloodhound for magic. Did you know that? He can sniff out magic.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Sniff out... this and like takes the hands it to like rips it out of Blanco's hand, shoves it at him.
Yeah, smell
this.
Yeah, smell it, boy. Find a trail.
I would like to read a bad situation.
Okay, read it.
I was really hoping that you would just like, I would like to read the note and say, oh, I feel that it's the address on the page. That's amazing. Wow, let's go.
You discern nothing with that five.
I can smell a certain smell, but it's really not tingling my cock.
What was the address again? 116 Sunset Meadow? What was it?
51 Sandlot Drive.
All right, I take the paper and hold it up to my head. 51 Sandlot Drive. I think that's where the magic will be.
You
feel very sure about this. I might have the same powers as you, Ikog.
Oh, that's amazing. We gotta go train those together at some point.
Oh, my. Yeah, okay. Where's Louise?
Louise, where are you?
She was right here next to me. Louise, oh, shit, there you are, Louise.
Louise, write this down. Whatever that address was, write it down. That way I can make sure to include it in the newspaper.
That's her writing.
Yeah, I like how she's slow on her feet, but quick with her hands. You know what I mean?
I like that.
You know what I mean, boys.
Yeah. Now let's go off to Peck. What is it again?
111 Piccadilly Drive.
My, I don't know why my fucking brain just does not download information.
Your brain is amazing to me. You're like, you remind me of Dory in the most beautiful way.
I just said it twice and I'm like, all right, let's go to what?
Diary of the Brain.
51 Sandlot Drive. 51
I'm the same age too, Adam, so don't worry about it.
All right. Yeah, you guys got 50-50 Sandbag Drive. Let's go.
On the porch, and as you this as you go outside, the sun starts to set. It's getting dark outside, you guys.
Ah, jeez, I want to go to that other thing.
Do that what you will.
So, how about we rickshaw to the bar and then go to this address in the morning?
I mean, I guess.
I think that sounds like a good idea, yeah. Considering we had to be at the one place at nighttime. What was that? Hey, Louise, what was that password again? Pumpernickel, that's right. Thank you.
She starts pulling it up. She gets sad, looks, and puts it away.
Hey, you'll start to appreciate me a little bit more, won't you, Louise? So yeah, I say we do have a timeline we have to fit. So let's go check out this shady little underground bar scene, this little speakeasy, as it were. Go see what's going on down there. But if shit starts to hit the fan, Ikaga, I'm going to trust you just to go balls to the wall with your spears and your knives and all that good stuff. And I'm just going to hightail it out of there, make sure I get the scoop. Yeah. Don't let anything happen to Louise. Actually, you know what? Louise is fine. Don't even try to protect Louise. She'll be okay.
Louise will be the first person I'll protect.
I'm telling you, she doesn't need it. She's fine.
She will bounce back, I swear to you.
If there's anybody in this group that can survive a nuclear blast, it would be Louise.
Okay.
Trust me, she's fine. She'll be quite all right. She's just a little slow on her feet. Everything else is hearty as hell about her. My God, if she were about 80 years younger, I would... Anyway, let's go to the bar. Let's go to the cough like I am. What's that, Mr. Whispers? You gotta speak up. I can't hear you.
Let's jump into the cog wagon.
Yeah, let's go to the cog wagon, I guess. I don't like how that sounds, but hopefully it feels better. Come on, Louise.
Good already.